evening, Audio Boo. Merry Christmas. It's Christmas Day, and I'm with my mum, and we're going to with my dad tomorrow to see some other family in Essex, and because tomorrow's Boxing Day, of course. And in the meantime, our contribution to the festivities is puddings. And then other people bring, someone brings vegetarian stuff, and other people make the meat and the vegetables and stuff, and so between the whole family we get a meal. So I'm about to crush the amaretto biscuits for the pears, poached pears. Where are they actually, Mum, the amaretto biscuits?
Straight in front of your hand, your right hand. Where they're in
the oh, this big bag?
Yep.
Now, are you going to crush all of these biscuits or just some
no,
of them?
No, well, you open the bag, you take them out.
Like a handful.
And we've got the rolling pin handy to give it a good old hammering.
And put them in this bag, presumably, to do it so you don't get bits everywhere.
There's two bags. I've got a double.
Oh, I mixed the bag that they're in.
No, but no. Yeah,
does it matter?
Good. No, that's the word. Because we're not right to the bottom,
oops,
please.
But no, I didn't mean to do that bit.
Doesn't matter. So we need 20 biscuits.
Right.
There's one bag inside the other.
Oh, where's that?
So that if you give it a good old battering.
Oh, it doesn't break.
If
it makes
splits,
a hole. Right, okay.
Splits.
I'm going to put all of them in here at once.
20.
Yeah, so.
Do you want to try one?
Well, let's make sure there's 20 first.
4, 5, 6.
See, I'm being very good.
Yeah.
7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13. And now we have 20.
How many are left?
Oh, loads, look.
Oh, shall we try one?
Yeah. They make a sort of shaky noise.
And then you put that bag inside the other bag.
I will in a second, I'm just...
No, well, you don't try that one, you try still.
I know, I'm just trying to get the noise. Bit like ping pong balls. My hands are clean, by the way. You probably know that, but the Audio Boo people might not know.
I'm very relieved to hear it.
What are you doing anyway? Because they don't
I'm
know.
I'm putting raspberry jam on broken sponge fingers, and they're going in the bottom of the trifle.
Do you want one each or half each?
Well, do we like them? Do you like almond type things?
I do. Yeah, we'll have one each. There you are.
Oops. Oh, I can smell the flaked almonds, so we could take them out of
the... I mean, yes, because they're for the trifle. Are you going to have another one?
I'm shaking the almonds.
Oh, I'll let
because
you...
Because I'm browning and roasting them, so they're nice and crispy and nutty.
So we're bringing, what are we bringing? What's our trifle that you always make because it's so yummy.
What?
What's the sort of trifle?
A traditional trifle.
But it's not like a sherry one, is it? It's
Oh yeah, I'm putting sherry in it.
Yeah, but it's not just that. It's much more than that because you have these roasted almond flakes on,
mm-hmm.
And it's got banana in it. And what else has it got? Raspberries?
Put sponge at the bottom, then raspberries, and then you put sherry on it. Over it. And then you put bananas on it, and then you put homemade custard on top of it, and then you put whipped cream over the top.
And don't forget the bananas!
No, and then you put the flake almonds on top. At the end, you know.
They're very nice, aren't they, these biscuits? I wouldn't want to eat loads and loads, but the sort of thing, you have a cup of coffee, it'd just be nice to have one of those on the saucer, wouldn't it?
Well, in some coffee places, that's what you get, isn't it?
But usually they're smaller. They're not like, because these are like a half circle shape. Slightly squashed half circle shape. And I've had biscuits in coffee places, but they're usually flat. They're not sort of 3D. Like
even amaretto type?
I don't know.
Caluccios?
No.
Do they do them?
No.
That's Italian?
Yeah, I know, but they don't. Right, I'm gonna smash this now. This is fun.
You can pretend it's Mrs. Thatcher.
Yeah.
Or some other politician that you don't like. Which politician do you hate the most?
Well, on an audio boot, that would be telling. But I know.
Oh, no, I don't.
I'll tell you after.
Name begins with.
No, I'll tell you after. I don't want to start a flame war on audio boo about politics.
Is it the C word, Fiona?
Oh, that would be telling, wouldn't it?
Who is it?
Oh, hello, Dad's just arrived as well.
Do you want to try an amaretto biscuit? It's very sweet. Probably not good for you.
Nice, though. But you'll probably have some on the trifle. Oh, how's this for a good noise?
Oh, what? A grape, yeah, very good. Look, I could crush a grape, Stewpot.
It's like somebody treading in ice.
Yeah, snow. Yeah. Crunchy snow.
Or crunchy, yeah, when it's like gone melted a bit and then gone frozen again. But with a carrier bag in it somewhere for some reason. I don't know why. I'm sure it doesn't actually need to be this small, but I'm just enjoying myself too much now.
No, you're doing a great job. It's just we don't want it to too big, you see. It's too big.
Yeah, who needs a blender when you got me, eh? How's this? Do I need to do any more, or is it just for the look? Perhaps I'll just bash this bit a little bit more. I think, though, to be honest,
just have a look.
I think that's pretty good.
It's pretty. Roughly crushed amaretto biscuit. Yeah, that's good.
That's probably more like thoroughly crushed, but never mind.
No. You still have some bigger bits in there. Look at it.
What was that?
What?
That noise.
I'm just moving some letters from the finger.
Yeah. Just going to get this noise that from the crushed almond biscuits that don't sound like ping pong balls anymore. Amaretto biscuit, everybody.
So we're doing
it. Rub it in your hands and it goes. What do we do with these other ones? Put them away somewhere?
Yes, no, we've got to put them in a plastic bag because
they'll need resealing. Right? Unless you've got another box like we had for the other stuff earlier.
What?
Like a box I was using, but that's only any good if you've got a lid, isn't it?
What box? What are you talking about?
The one I used for putting all those peelings and stuff in.
Oh.
But it's, like I say, it's only any good if you have a lid. Anyway, that's probably as interesting as this boo's going to get, so I'll probably turn it off now. Sorry, I'm in the way of the drawer.
No, that's fine. I don't need to open it wide. Right, that's the amaretto biscuits then.
What do you have to do next?
We have to have a small tub of mascarpone.
Yeah.
And a tablespoon of icing sugar. And quarter teaspoon of vanilla essence. And then half of these.
Alright. Not all of it.
No. C Sieve the icing sugar and stir well into the mascarpone. Add the vanilla essence. Now you must taste it. It's up to you if you want to add more sugar or vanilla. Add a little by little tasting. Put the biscuits in a plastic bag and crush the rough chunks.
Which I've done.
But I don't. I think you put them in at the end so they're still just before you eat them, because otherwise.
Well, it said half of them.
Yeah, because I'm making twice the. I've got two tubs of mascarpone.
Oh.
Because I'm making twice the quantity.
Are we?
Because there's lots of us.
Oh, not. So there still won't be any left for the weekend?
No.
Oh, well.
Well, did Thingamy think he'd get some?
Well, I said I'd try for him, but, you know, I'm sure he'll get lots of lovely food where he is, so, you know, I think he'll live.
Oh, we might be able to make some more, depending if we get some pears.
Well, let's see what happens.
So the mascarpone.
Right, I'm going to pause this then. So, Audio Boo people, I hope you're all having a lovely day, or have had mostly, because it's nearly the end of the day, except if you're in... somewhere else that's not here with a different time zone, and it's earlier in the day. Happy Christmas! Goodbye! You gonna say goodbye, Mum?
Yeah, goodbye!
Oop, it won't stop now. It will be goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye!